Radio 92.9 The Game. Take us with you on the Odyssey app. You hear that music, you know at some point during this next conversation, the city of Philadelphia will be mentioned as we welcome Terrell Thomas. And these Urban Times joining us. It's actually Terrell and the family.
Yeah, man.
Because now, at some point during the during our conversation with him, Mello will be brought up, Sayla will be brought up. And by the way, I have a new way to describe Sayla, and I hope Daddy won't mind, but she has got Grand Canyon-like dimples.
Oh, man, she's amazing.
They're Grand Canyon-like, right?
I saw her in action this week.
You did?
I got to see her in action.
You want to tell us a little bit about what? Because her daddy is sitting there, just he's beaming right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, but
Where'd you see her at?
Saw her at Morehouse.
Okay.
And she talked with A.J. Terrell, talking like they've been talking for years. Oh, yeah, you know, she was amazing.
She's what's next?
She was awesome. She was awesome.
Can you suck your chest back in there, Terrell? We want to talk to you now. Because, you know, so we
sit
here.
I mean, you know, she's being groomed by three wonderful people. So what can I say, you know? She's also watching you guys. So we're all beaming this morning. Why not? Hey.
we can't leave that little one out because he might get
oh,
an
yeah,
attitude.
Now, because he was there,
this
too.
This is what happened at the Williams house.
Everybody was there, man.
Everybody was paying attention to Venus, and the little sister was like, I'll show y'all. So that's what's coming up next behind you. Anyway, good morning, Terrell. How's your weekend going
so far?
Good
morning, gentlemen. It's wonderful so far. It's been a pretty productive weekend, so it'll be a busy day today, I'm assuming. So it's been great so far.
I guess we should start here. What was your reaction when you got the news about DeJounte Murray being moved to the Pelicans?
He just dropped his breakfast.
I don't want to say devastated, but I was disappointed to a degree. I was very disappointed. I know I've been sharing with you gentlemen throughout the last season and maybe season and a half that although the trade rumors were out there, that I felt like DeJounte and Trey could find a way to make it work. And even as things began to heat up a bit more about one of them possibly being traded, I thought the Hawks wouldn't pull the trigger until maybe January of next season, give it at least another half a season of a run. So when I found out he was traded or he was about to be traded and when I was hearing what the compensation may be, it was like, oh, my goodness. So I definitely enjoyed DeJounte's time here as a Hawk, not only for his performance on the court, but off the court. Just such an amazing guy, how he became an ambassador for the city. So the only word I can think of, honestly, was just devastation from a basketball point.
Wow. That's what we get, folks, from Terrell Thomas. Join us on the WaitForIt.com hotline. You know, but you knew some move was going to come soon after the draft. And, you know, you didn't know how soon it was going to come. And, you know, you can wait till next week for free agency to start, but they started moving players around automatically. I don't know what you read into this. And also what we got in return. What's your thought on that? You know, will any of these players actually play here? We know we're getting the draft picks. But, you know, do you see anybody actually fitting into this roster? Or could they be packaged into something to move on and for another deal?
That was why I was so confused. I can see the draft picks, as you mentioned, I understand. The Hawks didn't have any draft picks for the next few years, so they needed to jump back in and get some picks. They gave up some picks to actually get DeJounte from San Antonio. So that there I kind of understood. The players and what we receive as far as Daniels and Larry Nance Jr., I don't think we'll see Nance in a Hawks uniform. I don't. I believe he'll possibly be bought out or traded. Daniels is an interesting piece because he was previously a top 10 selection. He was drafted 8th, I believe, in 2001. So there's some potential there. He's a really good defensive player, I'll say. So maybe that's something that Snyder will be looking to add to the roster. But as far as the scoring prowess, he's not really a good three-point shooter. He's not the best scorer. He's improved over the last few years, and he's also been pretty injured. So if I had to say that any one of those guys would be on the team, it would be Daniels, but I'm not sure. I could honestly see both of those gentlemen possibly packaged up in a trade in the near future.
Terrell Thomas joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Take us with you on the Odyssey app. All right, man, so the moves have been made. Thinking about this upcoming season, what would you like to see them do or shore up, or do you like to see them maybe make a couple more moves? And is the conversation, because this got Sam and Noel really, really worked up yesterday when I even brought it up, but it has been talked about on the national level. They dismissed that, and that's fine. But, you know, to bring in a real haul would be moving or having a conversation about moving Trey. Would you be surprised if that was something that was discussed, or at least you found out it was discussed?
I wouldn't be surprised if I found out it was discussed. I do think there actually have been conversations about that, but I would be thoroughly surprised if now that they've pulled the trigger on DeJounte, if they did pull the trigger on trading Trey as well. I think it was one of those situations where they had to choose between the two, and obviously they chose Trey Young, and I think they'll continue to form the team around Trey. I know that Trey and Coach Snyder have a really good relationship. I think Trey thus far has enjoyed learning under Coach Quinn, so I think we'll see the team continue to pretty much be molded around some of Trey's qualities. But I don't see them trading Trey. As far as what you just asked about what I want to see, that I think we'll still see Clint Capella possibly move in the near future. And I think the Hawks will go a lot younger. I don't believe they will be bringing Sadiq Bey back. He'll be a restricted free agent. I think he'll be end up somewhere else. So they'll need to shore up the bench a little bit more. But I do think we'll see a younger Hawks team moving forward.
Spending time on the WaitForIt.com hotline with Terrell Thomas from These Urban Times. He is social. Always find him at Eldorado 2452 at Eldorado 2452. We didn't ask you your impression of draft night and the way that all unfolded, who the Hawks have, who they traded in order to get a draft pick in the second round. Like I said, A.J. Griffin, like he'd been in the witness protection program. We ain't seen that dude. And so they deal him in order to get a second round pick. Talks about just the moves for the draft period, and what do you feel like it brings to us?
Well, I am extremely interested to see what we get out of Zachariah Richesay. I saw some of his game in France. I do see a lot of potential there. I think it was kind of funny. He was asked a few times who would be his NBA comp in his mind, and he said he sees himself as a Klay Thompson, pretty much an elite scorer and an elite defender. So if we do get that in the near future from him, alongside Trey Young, I think maybe that'll be the combination that folks have been asking for when they give their comparisons of Trey to Steph Curry. I was glad that the Hawks did decide to move up, or rather get back into the draft and pick Nikola. I think that he's going to be a really nice talent if he actually gets time here. Now, it's not guaranteed yet if he'll stay over here or go back, return to Serbia. Both of those two gentlemen will play in summer league ball, so we'll get a chance to see them. But I was impressed that the Hawks did go ahead and make a move as far as getting back into the draft. Of course, AJ Griffin is what it cost them, but I don't think we're going to see Griffin getting many minutes under this coaching staff as it is.
Hey man, where do you think Clay's going to end up? You brought his name up, so I figured we'd ask you.
Well, I'm hearing there a few places in which he's looking at. The Dallas Mavericks are a possibility. The Los Angeles Lakers are a possibility. And if he does decide to leave the West Coast, Philadelphia Sixers and Daryl Morey is a possibility. So I think he can fit in well with all three teams.
You'd like that, would you?
I called it, didn't you? Philadelphia is going to be brought up at some point during this conversation.
How about that, folks?
Well, they have a lot of money to spend, so they will certainly be active in free agency. But I honestly think he'll fit pretty well in Dallas if he decided to go anywhere.
Okay. I just feel Philadelphia's got to figure out what to do with their superstar and having a backup for him. Because at some point, you know he's going to get hurt.
Yeah.
And usually it's just around the playoff time. Isn't that maddening to you, Terrell?
It is. It is. And if I was them, I would bring back Andre Drummond. I would look at possibly going to get him. But he's not as effective a scorer as Embiid. But I think he was playing pretty much his best basketball as Embiid's backup. So I'd love to see them go after him. Or maybe just get really nifty and go overseas and bring DeMarcus Cousins back to the NBA. But we'll see, you know, what they decide to do in the future.
Yeah, we will. All right, now tell us, while we got some time with you, saw you guys Friday, you know, over at the over at Morehouse.
Meaning him and the family.
Yep, A.J. Terrell was there. And Selah just, you know, did her thing. And, you know, and people who were watching were very, very impressed with her. She seems so at ease with this. And, you know, you bring her in, she goes up and, you know, I was just impressed with watching her work. I mean, how long has she been like that to this level that she's at right now? How long did it take her to get to that?
Well, it's great to see her continue to grow and mature. But it's funny because she's been, and I want to thank the Hawks first and foremost because they've been allowing me to do it. So since she was a baby, I would bring her sometimes on to the sidelines, and I would do my player introductions and things. And so she's just seen it for such a long time. And I think that her being in front of the camera over the last few years has just kind of put her at ease. Her playing sports as well, so kind of understanding pressure and how to own the moment, has helped her as well. So it's always a pleasure to watch her. And it is also a pleasure when I see adults or athletes kind of see, like, okay, she knows what she's doing. Because I think sometimes when I go up to some folks and I say, hey, I would love for my daughter to do the interview versus myself, if they invite me out to do the interviews, they're kind of like, okay, well, we'll give this young lady a chance. But even after the fact, AJ kind of spoke me to the side, like, man, you know, she really knows what she's doing. I'm really impressed. Mm-hmm. So that's always a warming. It's certainly always warming.
You realize that you have a sponge next to you when you talk about kids learning anything and picking up on anything. Plus, with her playing sports, the confidence is there. We talked about that earlier. When you play in a team sport, you get focused because you have to. You don't want to disappoint your teammates. And as she grows and becomes, she's not a polished broadcaster. But what is that in 2024? You don't sound like you come from broadcasting school. She has got a personality and she's got a watchability. And she has that thing that you cannot teach. You know, it's that it factor. And it's the it factor of her personality and the watchability. Because, again, listen, let's talk about it. She got them dimples. And when you're interviewing somebody and you do, I'm telling you, it's a thing, right? You just get captivated when watching her because you're focused on them dimples. You got to post a picture of her at some point. I mean, I know you have your site and she's on there all over the place. But a combination of things. When they talk about the package, she's the package. And it will only get better. And we could not be prouder about being a part of her ascent.
Well, you know, we love you guys, truly. It was such a delight to see Sam as we were walking up. Made my day, Sam, whether you know it or not.
But it's always that's what he does.
Always a pleasure to see you, gentlemen, you know, as we're all in acting. We speak all the time, but seeing each other at events is just is great. So it was wonderful to see Sam out there.
Are they going to be joining us on Thursday, possibly?
I don't know.
Where y'all going to be on Thursday, 4th of July?
Yeah, where are you guys Thursday?
We're still mapping that out. I may be out of town in New Orleans for the Essence Festival that'll be taking place.
Oh my!
So we're mapping out exactly what Thursday will look like.
Oh my! Essence Festival.
Okay.
I've been there a couple of times.
He's a mover and a shaking as we hit. Go ahead. What were you saying?
It's a wonderful festival, I shall say. Wonderful festival.
Yeah, all right.
Well, if you can't make it, we will be out there thinking of you. Sam and I will be out there on the corner of 14th and Peachtree for the Peachtree Road Race again. But as we leave this interview, I will say happy 36th birthday to Joe Mazzulla, coach of the NBA champion Boston Celtics.
Yeah.
And there you go. So, listen, Terrell, as always, we thank you, buddy.
It's great to see her continue to grow and mature, but it's funny because she's been, and I want to thank the Hawks first and foremost because they've been allowing me to do it. So since she was a baby, I would bring her sometimes on to the sidelines and I would do my player introductions and things. And so she's just seen it for such a long time. And I think that her being in front of the camera over the last few years has just kind of put her at ease. Her playing sports as well, so kind of understanding pressure and how to own the moment, has helped her as well. So it's always a pleasure to watch her. And it is also a pleasure when I see adults or athletes kind of see, like, okay, she knows what she's doing. Because I think sometimes when I go up to some folks and I say, hey, I would love for my daughter to do the interview versus myself, if they invite me out to do the interviews, they're kind of like, okay, well, we'll give this young lady a chance. But even after the fact, AJ kind of spoke me to the side, like, man, you know, she really knows what she's doing. I'm really impressed. Mm-hmm. So that's always a warming. It's certainly always warming.
You realize that you have a sponge next to you when you talk about kids learning anything and picking up on anything. Plus, with her playing sports, the confidence is there. We talked about that earlier. When you play in a team sport, you get focused because you have to. You don't want to disappoint your teammates. And as she grows and becomes, she's not a polished broadcaster, but what is that in 2024? You don't sound like you come from broadcasting school. She has got a personality and she's got a watchability, and she has that thing that you cannot teach. You know, it's that it factor. And yeah. it's the it factor of her personality and the watchability. Because, again, listen, let's talk about it. She got them dimples. And when you're interviewing somebody and you do, I'm telling you, it's a thing, right? You just get captivated when watching her because you're focused on them dimples. You got to post a picture of her at some point. I mean, I know you have your site and she's on there all over the place. But a combination of things. When they talk about the package, she's the package. And it will only get better. And we could not be prouder about being a part of her ascent.
Well, you know, we love you guys truly. It was such a delight to see Sam as we were walking up. Made my day, Sam, whether you know it or not.
But it's always that's what he does.
Always a pleasure to see you gentlemen, you know, as we're all in acting. We speak all the time, but seeing each other at events is just is great. So it was wonderful to see Sam out there.
Yeah.
Now, are they going to be joining us on Thursday, possibly?
I don't know.
Where y'all going to be at on Thursday, 4th of July?
Yeah, where you guys Thursday?
We're still mapping that out. I may be out of town in New Orleans for the Essence Festival that'll be taking place.
Oh my!
So we're mapping out exactly what Thursday will look like.
Mm. Oh my! Essence Festival.
Okay.
I've been there that a couple of times.
He's a moving and shaking as we end. Go ahead. What are you saying?
It's a wonderful festival, I shall say. Wonderful festival.
Yeah,
all right. Well, if you can't make it, we will be out there thinking of you. Sam and I will be out there on the corner of 14th and Peachtree for the Peachtree Road Race again. But as we leave this interview, I will say happy 36th birthday to Joe Mazzulla, coach of the NBA champion Boston Celtics.
Yeah.
And there you go. So, listen, Terrell, as always, we thank you, buddy. Hell, if